It is most described the qualifications for devotees. A person highly elevated in spiritual consciousness. And devotees are always equal to everyone, seeing no distinction between lower and higher classes, panditas, mulasina. Because their vision is something different vision, not better vision. They only see the soul and super soul. They never see the outer body. Outer bodies are different. And see the outer body, see the spirit. So, that cannot be equal vision. But those pure devotees, Paramahansas, they never see the outer body. Thabar Bhangamandi Keno Dekhitar Mukti, Sabar Prohitar Ishtadevata. They see Thabar and Jangam moving and non-moving, but they don't see the outer body. They see only soul and super soul. So, they have equal vision. They have equal vision. Srodham Sarabhudana. Krishna is the only well-wisher for him to even. Similarly, these are devotees of the Lord, those who see only soul and super soul, they are also Srodham. Also Srodham. Also well-wishing friend of all living entities. They only want to do good to everybody, everyone, every living entity. What is that good? What is that good? That it has said here, Srila Prabhupada said. They preach Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita anyway, making no distinction between one nation and another, and community and another. They preach Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita anyway. That is the real doing good for God. So Mahaprabhu says also, Bhakta Bhumite Manushyada Mahilada Janma Sattva Purikara Parasata. One who was born as human being in Bhakta Bhumi, he should first make his life perfect. You understand? Then do Parapagata. Let him do Parapagata. Do good to others. What is that? Parapagata. What is that? Doing good. He says, without distinction, without any discrimination, travel throughout the world and preach Krishna consciousness, science of Krishna consciousness. You understand? Bhagavad Gita Vani. That means, in other words, inculcate Krishna consciousness in others. That is the real parupakara, doing good. Three types. Three types are there, isn't it? Three types of parupakara, doing good. Showing mercy. In other words, we say showing mercy. Isn't it? Jive doya. Name ruchi. Vaishnavacha. This is Vaishnavacha. Jive doya. Daya means mercy. You can't understand. Death. Daya means mercy. Jive doya. Showing mercy to all living entities. You understand? Jive doya. Three types of doya. Isn't it? Don't know? Kupna? Three types of daya, three types of mercy is there. Yes? Yes? Yes. Three types. Showing mercy to the body, showing mercy to the mind, showing mercy to the soul. You understand? Three types of daya. But which is the best? Showing mercy to the soul. That's the best type. You understand? Showing one who is bhukhyu, that means cannot get food. So one may give some food to him. So he does some good to his body. You understand? One who is a diseased person, so he may render, make some arrangement for his treatment. That's showing good to the body. Like that. One who cannot get education, if someone makes some arrangement to get him some education, that is showing mercy to his mind. You understand? But best of all mercy, it's showing mercy to the soul. That means to inculcate Krishna consciousness without distinction. That has been said here. Prabhupada has said. That those are real devotees. Dear devotees of the Lord Paramahansa, they do like that. Because they don't see any distinction. They are equal to one and all. They have developed equal vision. They are really well-wishers of all living entities. And they have no desire, nothing. Nandhanam nandhanam nasundarinkavidam bhadagadi iso kamaya mama janmani janmani swari bhagavata. But Mahaprabhu has to say, I don't want dhanam, material world, jana, material follower, sundari kavita, no desire for enjoying beautiful woman, no desire for liberation also. Bhavata bhakti rahe to give to ye, only to serve your lotus feet, life after life. You understand? Life after life. That is their only desire. They don't desire anything. It is also said many times, many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, sixth canto Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nana kapristam na ca parmestyam na sarvabhavam na rasadipatyam na yoga sirira punarbhavam va samandasutva virajya kankhe. Chitraketu pakhyam. Do you understand? That is stated. Oh Lord, I don't want anything. Nakaprastha. That means, the place of Brahma. Do you understand? Nakaprastha. I don't want. No parameshtam. I don't want that place to be the only ruler of this whole universe. Do you understand? Sarvahomapada. Parameshtya. That means place of Brahma, Nakaprastham, that means the heavenly planets. I don't want na sarvabhavam na rasadhipatyam. I don't want to go the bead of sarga, neither planet, heavenly planet, where body goes. You understand? Vamam the post body, down to the bead of sarga, that is no na rasadhipatyam. I don't want na jyogasiddhi. I also don't want any yogic. What do you say? Siddhi perfection. I don't want. Na punarbhavam. I don't want liberation. Do you understand? Samanda sattva virahajya kankhe. Only I want your, the service to your lotus feet, life after life. No other desire they have. Do you understand? No other desire they have. And they are dino ukinchuno. Janai-sudya-sudya-sri-vir-edha-māna-madha-kumāna-naiva-rotya-vidhātum-vaitum-akinchana-gocharam. Kunti Devi's prathana says that. Unless one becomes dīna-akinchana, do you understand dīna-akinchana? You understand, look the grant. What is that, dīna-akinchana? What do you say? Who has nothing, nothing in this material, nothing. Most wretched. You understand? Nothing. It's dina, akinchana. You understand? Unless one becomes a dina, akinchana, he cannot see supreme life. You understand? Janma aishwarya sukha sri yadhamana vada. If someone is born in aristocratic family, high family, he has pride. Janma mother, because I am born in such a high aristocratic family. He cannot become dina. Do you understand? Do you understand? Look the brain. Can't understand. There's no English. Who is born in a high aristocratic family, he becomes proud. He cannot become, there is low. Dina. Do you understand? Janma Aishwarya, who has material opulence, he also naturally very proud. You understand? He can become dina. You understand? Sruta was acquired mundane knowledge, scholarship, achieved many degrees from different universities, MA, PhD, like that. He is very puffed up. Proud. He can become dina. As Keshav Kasi was so puffed up. You understand? Mahaprabhu crust is bright. You understand? You can't understand? I cannot understand. Because he has achieved so many material knowledge, degree, so material scholarship. He thinks himself very great pandit, learned scholar. So naturally he is very proud, puffed up. So he can become low, dear, you understand? Janma is a sruta sri and was very bodily, bigger, bodily, beauty. He also feels himself with pride, puffed up. He can think himself low. Krunagapi Sunichar Mahaprabhu said, one should think himself more insignificant than a straw in the street. Such people cannot think themselves like this. So they cannot see the lotus feet of Srimad Bhagavad. I mean Bhagavad, lotus feet of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? And these Paramahansas, they are devotees of the Lord, they are Dina Ukinchan. You understand? Dina Ukinchan. And they have only one desire, only to see or serve this lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? And they, such, this is our speech of Sumangala, they stated Sumangala. Padam Sumangalam, this is our species. Sumangala, Mangala means auspicious. One who has bhakti, he has all auspiciousness, all mangala with him. Nothing amangala. Nothing inauspicious with him. One who has no bhakti, so, he has everything inauspicious, amangala. He is a very distressed person, dukhilo. You understand? One who has no bhakti is a great distressed person. You understand? But the grant. One who has bhakti, there is no distress at all, no inauspiciousness at all with him. You understand? That Muchikanda has said, intense. Canto Srimadhar, Vimohito Yam Janai Samayaya, Tadiyaya Tangna Bhajatya Natchadru, Sukhaya Dukkha Prahovesu Sajjade, Ruhesu Josi Purusascha Vanchita. 10th Canto, Srimadhar, 51 chapter, do you understand? O Lord, both man and woman in this world are deluded by your maya shakti. You understand? Both man and woman are deluded by your maya shakti. Isn't it? Are you not deluded? So their vision is illusory vision. They cannot see you. Can they? They cannot see you. They cannot render service unto your lotus feet. You understand? They cannot render service unto your lotus feet. They only desire their own happiness, that means material happiness, material enjoyment. They don't desire to render service to your lotus feet. So they are very much attached to their home and heart. You understand? So they are always in a distressful condition or in a miserable condition. Because they don't render any service to your lotus feet. So, they have no mangal, no auspiciousness at all. You understand? One who has bhakti, then he has everything auspicious mangal. In Chaitanya Bhagavata we say, bhakti yoga thake tabe sakala mangal kusala, bhakti vina raja huile o mangala, dhana jasa bhagadara asoya sakala, bhakti jar nahi tar sabha mangala. Chaitanya Bhagavan says, you understand? If someone has bhakti, everything is auspicious for him, nothing inauspicious. If without bhakti someone becomes king, emperor, without bhakti, if someone becomes king or emperor, then everything is auspicious for him, though he is king and emperor, because there is no bhakti. Dhana jasa bhagada rasaya sakala. Some may possess material wealth, material fame, material, so much material enjoyment. Still, there is nothing auspicious for him. Everything inauspicious. Bhakti jara nahi, tar sorbo mungol. One who has no bhakti, everything is inauspicious for him. You understand? If somebody has bhakti, there is nothing in this process. You understand? In Chaitanya Bhagavata, Mahaprabhu also says, Prabhu vale je janare krishna bhakti ache, kusala mangalata nitya thake pache. That Mahaprabhu has said. One who has krishna bhakti, he has everything auspicious. Nothing in auspicious. So, also in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, kuto sivam tacharanam vidasavam mahan manasto mukhanishrutam kaji pivanti je karna puteravam prabho deham hrudam dehapru asmruti chidam. 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 83 chapter. It is stated, Yudhishthira, Pandavas, you understand? They are great devotees of the Lord. They speak, they say to Krishna, O Lord, those who are dear devotees of your lotus feet, those who always hear your nectarian katha, you understand? And those who always speak also, Sravanam Kirtan, they always speak, glorify the Supreme Lord, and they always also hear Krishna Katha. Therefore, they have completely, what is this, cut off the knot or bandage of the sansara. Do you understand? They are eternally liberated persons, and all sorts of ignorance are also dispelled. If someone will constantly hear, always hear Krishna Katha, always speak Krishna Katha, then all the ignorance will be dispelled. And they are always just tasting the makaranga, the nectar, emanating from your lotus feet, through hearing this nectarian katha. Do you understand? So, how will it be that they will be put into any inauspiciousness? There is nothing inauspicious for them. Everything is auspicious, smaller. Do you understand? For them. So, such paramahamsas, dear devotees of the Lord, those who have taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, complete shelter, this lotus feet of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. Always protected by the Lord. Krishna said that thing, name bhakta pranasadi, kaunteya pratijani, name bhakta pranasadi, in Bhagavad Gita. Or kaunteya varjuna, you should know that my bhakta will never fail, sir, protect. They have nothing. They are dina, they are akinchan. They have taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Na dharma nisthosmi, na chatma vedi, na bhakti manstha saranaravinde, akinchan ananyagati saranyam tatapadam ulam saranam prapadye. It's Jamuna Stotra. Jamuna Sathya, Stotra, offering prayer. O Lord, I have no dharma nistha. I don't know the principles of dharma. I have no bhakti at all also. Those who are real bhaktas, they don't say that I am a bhakta. No, I have no bhakti at all. Do you understand? I have no bhakti at all. I have dina akinchana. I have nothing in this world. Nothing. I am devoid of everything. Do you understand? Bhakta brand. I am devoid of everything. I have nothing. Even I have no bhakti at all. What to speak of? Material wealth, Nay, nothing. You understand? Most low, most wretched. You understand? They think like that. This is dina. Gati hina dustamana. My mind is very wicked. Very wicked mind, isn't it? Dustamana, ratasada aparavanchani. That dustamana is always cheating me. Isn't it? Always cheating me. Potita pavana tumi, potita dhamami. Oh Lord, you are potita pavan, you are the deliverer of the potita, degraded. I am the most degraded. You understand? I am the most degraded. And you are Patita Pavan. You are the Pavan, deliverer of the most degraded person. Tumi mor ekamatra gati. Gajendra said the same thing. Sa me gati. Do you understand? Gajendra said the same thing. Tumi mor ekamatra gati. May that say, Supreme Personal Godhead, my destination. So you are only, your lotus feet is only my destination. Do you understand? Tat pada mule painu, tumar sarana lainu, ami daso tumi nitya pati. O Lord, therefore I completely take shelter at your lotus feet. I am your servant, you are my master. Do you understand? Such are Paramahansas, devotees. Do you understand? These are the qualifications of the devotees. And one should, here, my request to the master, said, one must take shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise one cannot see, you understand, but the grand. So Mahajana said, I was just chanting this song by Nartam Dashtharu. Dina Narottama Kande, Kya Dhajjo Nahi Dande, Mordasa Akhena Vidavanma. Nartam Das Thakur, Kande, weeping, crying and said, Thakur Vaishnava Pada, Vanira Susam Pada, Sunabhai, Vaya Ekamana, Asraya Vaya Bhaje, Dari Krishna Nahi Teje, Asana Mariya Kara. You understand? Greatness, like elephant. This elephant is not ordinary elephant, it's a great elephant. Is it? Right. Nartam Das Thakur said this thing. Thakur Vaishnava Pada, Avanira Susam Pada. The lotus feet of the Vaishnava, such dear devotee, Paramahansa, is the real wealth of the world. You understand? But for grand, that's the real wealth of the world. Lotus feet of such Vaishnavas. Suno bhai, uyaya kumana. Oh brother, please listen to me. With one-pointed concentration. Do you understand? But I say, Nartam Das Thakur said, Asraya Vaya Bhaje, Tare Krishna Nahitele, Asava Mariya Karan. One should take shelter of such lotus feet of the Sub Vaishnavas. Then do bhajan, Krishna bhajan. Do you understand? One should do bhajan, taking shelter at the lotus feet of such Vaishnava Paramahansas. So Krishna will never leave you. Without taking shelter at the lotus feet of such Vaishnava, if someone does bhajan, Krishna will never accept you. Krishna will leave you. Asava more yokaru. Others are dying. You understand? So one should take shelter. Though I have enough to say,
जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय समेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय गौर समान की।